This is North Shore High School Football on MSONewsSports.com. It's Marblehead and Lynn Classical tonight from Manning Field in Lynn. Marblehead, 5 wins, no losses. Classical, 1 win, 4 losses in the NEC North. The Magicians are led by running back Jason Lopez, who has scored 9 touchdowns this year and ran for 600 yards. Quarterback Drew Galley's had a nice year as well, throwing for 9 touchdowns and passing for over 650 yards. Last week, Marblehead a big win over Beverly, handing the Panthers their first loss of the season, 39-7. While Lynn Classical suffered a loss here at Manning Field, or at Peabody rather, 28-0. And the Classical Rams are led by quarterback Matt Loria, a 6'2 multi-sport star at Classical High School. It's Classical and Marblehead tonight here on MSONewsSports.com. Just ahead, we'll hear from both coaches, Jim Rudloff from Marblehead High School and Tim Phelps from Lynn Classical. Stay with us right here. Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our 3 locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for a reliable place to produce your team's uniforms or your business's corporate apparel? Then Sarkisian Sportswear is the place for you. Conveniently located on Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass., Sarkisian Sportswear handles all aspects of your needs, from price quoting to providing visual proofs to production completion. Visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials, vendor catalogs, and to request a quote. Remember, Sarkisian Sportswear is the place to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
This game is brought to you by the Institution for Savings, your local community bank since 1821, with great rates, great service, and great people. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years with quality products and service, located in Lynn and at harringtontrophy.com. Moynihan Lumber, of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. The Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Click on their banner on our website to access their respective news and sports coverage.
This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell with Jim Rudloff, head football coach at Marblehead. And, Jim, this week, Lynn Classical, Manning Field and Lynn. And I guess you guys are coming off a big, big win against Beverly last Friday night. Maybe a quick observation from you on last week's game before we get to this week's game.
Well, last week, you know, we were thrilled at the outcome, obviously, you know, anytime you pick up a W, but we had the largest crowd in Marblehead High School history at a football game in a non-playoff or non-Thanksgiving game. So we were very proud of that. You know, also Beverly should be proud too, the number of people, how well they traveled, but people were excited for, you know, two undefeated teams playing each other. And, you know, fortunately our kids really executed very well. They came out and played really hard, but did a very good job of just kind of doing what it is that they do and have done every week, and you know, didn't get caught up in the hype or didn't get caught up in the pressure or anything like that. So obviously, you know, a big win for us.
Clearly, that's as a coach, that's the focus. I think the challenge that you might have is that the team is now 5-0, and you know, you begin to feel kind of unbeatable, at least
closing out the league for sure, I think. And so that's something you got to be wary about as a coach, correct?
Absolutely. And the thing that's really challenging and fun about coaching at the high school level is that, you know, what happens this week is all of a sudden you go from playing that really big undefeated opponent in the big game, and now all of a sudden you come up with a team like Lynn Classical where, you know, the average fan has an expectation, well, this should be easy because of what little they know or what little they see from Lynn Classical. And I've been saying all week that, you know, Tim Phelps and his staff do a great job. Lynn Classical is loaded with athletes, a lot of kids that are a lot more athletic than we are. And you never know who's injured. You never know who's banged up. But at some point, Classical is going to start clicking. And at some point, things are going to start going really well for them. And you don't want to be on the other end of that. And, you know, for our guys, we can't let up and we can't take anybody lightly because, you know, this is a team that easily could, you know, could give us a lot of trouble. And so we've got to be very careful. It's a classic trap game, as they say.
Yeah, no doubt. And coach, of course, one of the pillars of your team, you know, I'm hearing from people is obviously the very strong defense that you guys have this year. Let's just start there with two last questions. Tell me about the defense. I mean, are you pleased with where you're at right now at this point?
Yeah, I mean, our defense was going to be a strength. We returned almost all of our defensive starters, with the exception of three guys that graduated. So we knew we'd have a strong defense, and the kids have been doing a real good job. Our tackling was really poor the first couple of games, and we were a little bit out of sorts in the first couple of games. I thought the Walpole game we played very well, but we didn't have great games against Peabody and against Wakefield, but it really came together for us against Beverly. And I think now that the Beverly game is over, I can say that, you know, very pleased with where we've been so far. But we've had breakdowns on defense. You know, the first half of the Danvers game, we struggled a little bit. We've done some uncharacteristic things, but when our guys do the really simple things, when they just play the game that they know and they don't try to do too much, they're very successful. We're a team that we don't have to blitz a lot. Our kids play better when we just let them play football and we don't try to outthink the other team or outguess the other team. Our kids are just better left alone, and if they're lined up right, they can do a pretty good job.
Right. Now, over on the offensive side, although I didn't see you guys last week, I mean, I just hear that the offense is very crisp this year.
Yeah, you know, a lot of credit to Drew Galley, the quarterback, who's surprised us, you know, with really how well he's executed. You know, we thought it might take a little while. He's a first-year starter, and he's, you know, we weren't really sure how much Drew was going to be able to run with the ball, how much of a thrower he would be. And he's really the thing that's made our offense click, at least to this point, is the fact that Drew has been executing kind of all three phases of the game that we ask our quarterback to do. And that's, you know, obviously making sure that our running game is lined up right and set up right, making sure that his reads are correct on his throws or his run pass options. And then also